First Chronicles chapter 18. Sometime afterward, David attacked the Philistines and subdued them. He took Gath and its villages from the Philistines. He defeated Moab, and the Moabites became subject to David and brought tribute. David also struck down King Hadadezer of Zobah toward Hamath as he went to set up a monument at the river Euphrates. David took from him 1,000 chariots, 7,000 cavalry, and 20,000 foot soldiers. David hamstrung all the chariot horses, but left 100 of them. When the Arameans of Damascus came to help King Hadadezer of Zobah, David killed 22,000 Arameans. Then David put garrisons in Aram of Damascus, and the Arameans became subject to David and brought tribute. The Lord gave victory to David wherever he went. David took the gold shields that were carried by the servants of Hadadezer and brought them to Jerusalem. From Tibhath and from Kun, cities of Hadadezer, David took a vast quantity of bronze. With it Solomon made the bronze sea and the pillars and the vessels of bronze. When King Tou of Hamath heard that David had defeated the whole army of King Hadadezer of Zobah, he sent his son Hadoram to King David to greet him and to congratulate him because he had fought against Hadadezer and defeated him. Now Hadadezer had often been at war with Tou. He sent all sorts of articles of gold and silver and of bronze. These also King David dedicated to the Lord, together with the silver and gold that he had carried off from all the nations, from Edom, Moab, the Ammonites, the Philistines, and Amalek. Abishai, son of Zeruiah, killed 18,000 Edomites in the Valley of Salt. He put garrisons in Edom, and all the Edomites became subject to David, and the Lord gave victory to David wherever he went. So David reigned over all Israel, and he administered justice and equity to all his people. Joab, son of Zeruiah, was over the army. Jehoshaphat, son of Ahilud, was recorder. Zadok, son of Ahitub, and Ahimelech, son of Abiathar, were priests. Shavsha was secretary. Benaiah, son of Jehoiada, was over the Kerethites and the Pelethites. And David's sons were the chief officials in the service of the king. 1 Chronicles chapter 19. Sometime afterward, King Nahash of the Ammonites died, and his son succeeded him. David said, I will deal loyally with Hanun son of Nahash, for his father dealt loyally with me. So David sent messengers to console him concerning his father. When David's servants came to Hanun in the land of the Ammonites to console him, the officials of the Ammonites said to Hanun, Do you think because David has sent consolers to you that he is honoring your father? Have not his servants come to you to search and to overthrow and to spy out the land? So Hanun seized David's servants, shaved them, cut off their garments in the middle at their hips, and sent them away, and they departed. When David was told about the men, he sent messengers to them, for they felt greatly humiliated. The king said, Remain at Jericho until your beards have grown, and then return. When the Ammonites saw that they had made themselves odious to David, Hanun and the Ammonites sent 1,000 talents of silver to hire chariots and cavalry from Mesopotamia, from Aram-Maachah, and from Zobah. They hired 32,000 chariots, and the king of Maachah with his army, who came and camped before Medeba. And the Ammonites were mustered from their cities and came to battle. When David heard of it, he sent Joab and all the army of the warriors. The Ammonites came out and drew up in battle array at the entrance of the city, and the kings who had come were by themselves in the open country. When Joab saw that the line of battle was set against him both in front and in the rear, he chose some of the picked men of Israel and arrayed them against the Arameans. The rest of his troops he put in the charge of his brother Abishai, and they were arrayed against the Ammonites. He said, If the Arameans are too strong for me, then you shall help me. But if the Ammonites are too strong for you, then I will help you. Be strong, and let us be courageous for our people and for the cities of our God, and may the Lord do what seems good to him. So Joab and the troops who were with him advanced toward the Arameans for battle, and they fled before him. When the Ammonites saw that the Arameans fled, they likewise fled before Abishai, Joab's brother, and entered the city. Then Joab came to Jerusalem. But when the Arameans saw that they had been defeated by Israel, they sent messengers, and brought out the Arameans who were beyond the Euphrates, with Shophach the commander of the army of Hadadezer at their head. When David was informed, he gathered all Israel together, crossed the Jordan, came to them, and drew up his forces against them. When David set the battle in array against the Arameans, they fought with him. The Arameans fled before Israel, and David killed 7,000 Aramean charioteers and 40,000 foot soldiers, and also killed Shophach, the commander of their army. When the servants of Hadadezer saw that they had been defeated by Israel, they made peace with David and became subject to him. So the Arameans were not willing to help the Ammonites any more. 1 Chronicles chapter 20. In the spring of the year, the time when kings go out to battle, Joab led out the army, ravaged the country of the Ammonites, and came and besieged Rabbah. But David remained at Jerusalem. Joab attacked Rabbah and overthrew it. David took the crown of Milcom from his head. He found that it weighed a talent of gold, and in it was a precious stone, and it was placed on David's head. He also brought out the booty of the city, a very great amount. He brought out the people who were in it, and set them to work with saws and iron picks and axes. Thus David did to all the cities of the Ammonites. Then David and all the people returned to Jerusalem. After this, war broke out with the Philistines at Gezer. Then Sibbecai the Hushathite killed Sippai, who was one of the descendants of the giants, and the Philistines were subdued. Again there was war with the Philistines, and Elhanan, son of Jair, killed Lamai, the brother of Goliath the Gittite, the shaft of whose spear was like a weaver's beam. Again there was war at Gath, where there was a man of great size who had 6 fingers on each hand, and 6 toes on each foot, 24 in number. He also was descended from the giants. When he taunted Israel, Jonathan, son of Shimeah, David's brother, killed him. These were descended from the giants in Gath. They fell by the hand of David and his servants.